from Riverview Farm and Garden here in Canton. It's the Brett Chapel Show along with head coach Brett Chapel. This is Chad Upton. Pisgah going to 3-0 last night, taking on Hampton High School out of Tennessee. They came in at 1-1, won their first game against Pigeon Forge, or lost their first game to Pigeon Forge, and beat Johnson County, and didn't have really, for most of us fans-wise and on sort of the outside looking in as far as the program is concerned, really an idea of what we'd be looking at. But they came over last night and gave us one heck of a game, Coach. Obviously, that score was pretty sizable in terms of margin, but we just take a look at the stats this morning, and certainly, thinking about what you saw last night, that was a very good team that played very, very hard, big up front, ran the ball hard, particularly after first contact. Seems like that they were, in third and shorts, all night long, and really put a lot of pressure on us, but your guys were, able to get it done and get another big win and move to 3-0.
We talked about it all week. We kind of felt like that was the way the game was going to try to be played, at least on their part, because of the size that they had. They were just enormous across the front. Had some good seniors that were in the backfield, quarterback, tailback. Felt like they were going to load us up and they were going to try to 3-yard us to death and, keep the ball away from us. They had some really long drives, in there in first half and second half. I know the score, what it looks like on the board, but it's not indicative of the stats. I mean, two stats that really jump out to me when I looked at them last night. We had 295 yards of offense, so we were just right under 300. They had 322 yards of offense. It was stats like that, tells you, doggone, that was a close game. But, they kept the ball away from us for some long drives. We were able to score a little quicker, maybe than I look back on it, maybe quicker than what we should have. Mm. But we had some long drives in there as well. The other stat that really stood out to me was the first downs. We had 21 first downs, which was huge. I would have never thought we had that many first downs, and they had 15. So we beat them on that one. But the total yardage, like I said, they did a good job of using what they had. I think probably from a schematic standpoint, probably the thing that kind of stood out to me for them wasn't necessarily the rushing game, it was the passing game. That was something that kind of stood out a little bit that maybe we didn't expect as much,
right,
from them. But they came out and had some spread stuff and, gave us a little bit of a fit, especially right there before halftime. But defense had a great stop, got the tackle right there about the 3-yard line as the time was winding
That's
down,
right,
which I thought was a huge, huge play because they get the ball to start the second half. So we were able to stop that momentum, going into halftime, which I thought was really big for us. And, coaches made a few adjustments there to start us in the second half. And kids kept pounding. That was one thing we've preached at halftime and all of the games is, to keep moving forward, not taking a step back. And I thought our kids did a really good job of that.
When we go over and pick up on some of the specifics, and you've already done some of that, obviously, but, we knew that they would have a lot of big kids. You and I talked a little bit about that earlier in the week. And is that where things kind of started up front, or is it, that first contact strength that a lot of their skill guys had, particularly a quarterback and their guys in the backfield?
Yeah, well, I mean, you look at their first two games, and I haven't gone back and been able to really watch film from them in the past couple of years. So the film that we got this year, I mean, they stayed pretty much true to what they do. They were just in between the tackle every once in a while. They'd pop one outside. And, as a defensive back, sometimes you get caught looking in the backfield,
right,
because you're, trying to help out in the box and making those tackles on those running backs. And sometimes you lose sight of your receiver. We'd had that happen last night. Quarterback overthrew one in the end zone. Mm. It was, as a touchdown. Mm. I mean, it was, a good play. They kind of sucked us in a little bit. But, again, we kind of dug ourselves out of the hole. And then you flip at us on offense. For us, we felt like they were going to try to come after us and create pressure. Chad, but I don't know that I've ever seen a defense that I think they stunted and blitzed at least 95% of the time, maybe higher. I can't sit here and remember a play that I don't remember them sending somebody to try to outnumber us you know, in the box. And, man, they just kept coming and kept coming. And I just thought our line and our backs did a phenomenal job picking up a lot of that trash. And I was talking to one of our kids last night, Landon Pope, and Landon didn't, you know, get the touches, you know, that he got last week, you know, in the Ink game. We just couldn't get him the ball as much as what we wanted to. But, I mean, the role that he played last night was bigger than him carrying the ball, because he was the one picking up, you know, a lot of those extra blockers. Just did a great job for us. And Braden did as well, obviously, when we were throwing the ball, and Braden was able to get up in there and pick up some of those guys and, you know, receivers get loose. But just I continue to be really, really pleased with our line up front. They've done a really good job for us, and, you know, it shows on what we're doing.
When you go back to that a little bit, and we got, you know, the first couple of drives, you know, we were able to get on the board and it kind of established that lead. But going back as far as what Hampton did, it seems to me that when you do that, when you're loading up, when you're bringing blitzes, it's live by the sword and die by the sword. What do you give up, and what are you gambling against when you're doing that on the other side with Hampton?
Well, we had preached to our kids, and I'm going to back up even a little bit further. We didn't have a JV game this week, so our JVs got to scrimmage the varsity all week, which was really good for them. Very physical practices this week, because we knew that's how the game was going to go. So we were able to really get after our varsity with that JV bunch. And, you know, we had told our backs, especially our backs and quarterback, if we could get through the first level, you know, the first wave of defenders, because they had so many at the line of scrimmage. I mean, they were bringing two and three backers up to the line of scrimmage. If we could get through that first wave, well, we're not going to get touched for 10 yards. And you saw that last night on a couple of our runs. We got through that line and, you know, we're able to make some good yardage before we even got caught. And I think that was really big for us as well.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Thank you for calling Insurance. Your estimated wait time is 45 minutes.
Are you tired of being just another number for these big insurance companies? Then reach out to Canton Insurance, a locally owned insurance company that will give you peace of mind for all your insurance needs. Why have strangers handle what's most important to you when you can have people from your own community looking out for you? At Canton Insurance, your family. Stop in at 97 Pisgah Drive in Canton or call 648-6550. Traditions abound in Haywood County. One local tradition that started in 1965 is your hometown Pisgah Barbershop, offering men's and boys' haircuts and straight razor shaves. Barber Ken Warren will keep you looking your best. Walk-ins and appointments are available. Pisgah Barbershop, 761 Champion Drive in Canton, a local tradition for 57 years. You won't be disappointed. You'll look good.
Looking for top-notch roofing and restoration services? Look no further than Pisgah Roofing and Restoration. They're your local experts in quality craftsmanship and competitive pricing. From re-roofs to roof repairs, siding, windows, solar energy, and guttering systems, we do it all with a passion for perfection. Serving Western North Carolina, Pisgah Roofing and Restorations is your trusted local partner. Contact us at 424-7112 for your roofing and restoration needs. Building strong roofs, building stronger communities. Pisgah Roofing and Restoration.
Coach, while I'm thinking about this, you know, something last night that a couple times that I saw, you know, being able to get Aaron out in the open space, rolling him out of the pocket. Remember, you talked about that pressure just a minute ago, but rolling him out of the pocket, watching him mechanically square up his shoulders and make good throws. Had a play where we rolled him out. I don't know, maybe we were at the 25. We were, you know, close to the red zone, and rolling him out, I thought, golly, he can just, you know, run this in at this point if he wants to. But he found Sawyer at about the 5, and Sawyer was able to, you know, make a move and get into the end zone. You know, what you're able to do with Aaron right now and his progression, how much he's improved sort of mechanically. He's always been brilliant and so cerebral, you know, as a quarterback last year. A couple times I've seen him this year where under pressure, no receivers are open, just getting rid of the football, but, you know, squaring up mechanically, you know, making things happen for us. And it opens up a lot of the things that you want to be able to do on offense when you're able to do that with your quarterback.
Gives us a lot of options. Able to sit back in the pocket and move around, you know, whether he's got a little bit of pressure and he's got to scramble out of the pocket, or, you know, when we ran him quite a bit last night, you know, that wasn't necessarily the plan coming in, but they were able to give us a few things that we felt like we had a few extra blockers that might be able to help us on a few plays, and, you know, we were able to take advantage of it. But he's done a really good job. Coach Metcalf does a really good job with Aaron and Matthew and Mason and Putnam, you know, with JVs. He does a really good job with those guys in his individual work. And he talks to them, and he makes them understand situational stuff and just football knowledge. And for them to be able to come to the sideline and see things and be able to make checks and, "Coach, I think this is there," or "I think that's there," I think it's been one more piece that he's added to his game, talking about Aaron. And but Coach Metcalf does a really good job with talking to them about more than just that one play. Why do we do this play? What are we looking at? And that's the piece of the puzzle for Aaron that has really been added. And Coach Metcalf, like I mentioned, does a really good job in doing that. And you can see it. I mean, I can see it in the maturity level and what he brings back here to the huddle as he's getting everything together. And it seems to be that whole bunch, you know, for us there. But, you know, Aaron's, you know, playing really well right now. And, you know, we got to continue to keep him healthy and, you know, protect him. And, you know, hopefully we can win some more ball games.
Going back to that offense, Coach, looking at our stat broadcast data from last night, I've got us at scoring 75% on a total of 8 drives, scoring on 6 of those, again, at 75%. You know, and we're able to do that quickly. Going back to the breakdown a little bit on that, too, you're able to get 2 touchdowns early. Felt like we found a little bit of a rut, you know, in the game, maybe perhaps in the second quarter. But as we got back into the second half, particularly at the end of the third quarter, in the fourth quarter, you scored on your last 3 possessions to kind of finish things out. Really good offensively, you know, proficiency-wise at the very start of the game, and then on back into the game, as you mentioned earlier, with making those adjustments that we needed to make.
You know, disappointed in that one drive. I think it was our 3rd drive of the game. Went from the first quarter into the second quarter, and we had a really good shot at a touchdown, and we were deep back in our territory, and we just overshot him. You know, on a pass, had what we wanted, kind of drew it up and, you know, just overshot him a little bit. But then we got out of there, you know, and got a couple of first downs, but had some penalties that got us
and backed us up.
Yeah. And, you know, we became a little bit frustrated. First time I saw us frustrated last night, and, you know, quarterback as well. And that was one of the things that Aaron and I talked about when he came out the sideline. Can't show the frustration. You know, gotta wipe it off your face. Can't let your teammates see it. And it was good for us to get another series, come back out there, and we changed up some personnel groups for that last series right before halftime. Really looking to see what they were going to do to another set that we wanted to show, and was able to drive down and score. You know, before halftime, get one more score there, and, you know, found some things in that set, and we actually came back to that to start the second half, and we pretty much stayed in that set the rest of the game. So it was, you know, that last personnel grouping that we found right there before halftime was big, you know, for us to do some stuff in the second half, and it was nice to be able to spread the ball out. I mean, I think we had 5 rushers last night. I think we had 5 different receivers. I thought Aaron did a good job spreading the ball around, and it was one of those nights where we had to sit back and not just try to make everything happen the way we thought it was going to happen. We had to take advantage of what they were giving us, and I thought our coaches did a good job making some changes on the sidelines and talking with blocking schemes. And, you know, it's like I said, it's just those guys are doing a really good job right now for us.
You may mention this, getting a lot of people, you know, touches, you know, as far as running the football. I have Aaron Braden, Mahaffey, Blue, Smith and Pope with carries last night. On the receiving side, Sawyer I have with 6 catches, 84 yards, and a couple of touchdowns. Able to get Braden, Caden involved. Jake obviously involved some too. Matthew Bennett. You got a lot of guys, and it seems like we're really deep in those skill positions this year.
It certainly helped us. You know, the one thing is, as you looked at the game last night and watched, you know, their quarterback, 18, big tall guy, 6'4", is also their safety. And, you know, they made a decision they were going to take Caden Davis away from us. And they matched him on Caden all night. So wherever Caden went, left or right, it didn't make any difference. 18 was going with him. You know, that was one of the things that they had decided to do. They wanted to take him away, and then they wanted to load the box. And in doing so, you kind of left your corner on an island with Sawyer or your other slot receivers. You know, so we were able again to kind of come back and take advantage. Caden didn't have as many touches last night as what we have seen, but, you know, we were able to use other people and get other people involved. So it's kind of a chess match a little bit. And, you know, we've got some really nice pieces to work with and, you know, be able to get the ball to them and let them do their thing out in the open field.
Let me think about and talk about this real quickly while I can. Obviously, we saw Jake with a bit of an injury there. He came back in, but a little bit of injury. Of course, the score got a little bit wider and gave you some options to maybe just, you know, rest him. Talk, if you would, talk just briefly about that and anything else health-wise that you saw last night.
No, we had two starters that were out against Inca. We brought one of them back last night. Still had one out. You know, Jake had a little bit of a shoulder injury last night. We'll, you know, reevaluate him on Monday when we get in. Just doesn't seem to be too bad right now. Don't think it's a collarbone or anything like that. Obviously, you worry about that when you're
sure
talking about some shoulders and all those things. But, you know, we'll get him looked at on Monday. I think he's down in Charlotte right now at College Game Day, so mm-hmm. I'm sure he's having him a good time down there, and at least I hope he is. I know he's going to the Carolina games tonight, but you know, he's a big piece of what we do, not just offensively and not just defensively. He's our return guy too.
Yeah.
He's a pretty big piece of the puzzle. But you know, we got one more non-conference game. If we need to, we'll rest our guys the best that we can, and you know, try to get another win. At RPI is awful important to us,
right.
And so we got to go out and, you know, try to get after Hazel and get that win. But we got conference coming up the next week, so if we need to rest a few kids to make sure we're as healthy as we can be going into conference, we'll do that.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Hometown Hardware Flooring and Cabinetry Center, located at 1207 Piscataway Drive in Canton, offers a complete line of flooring products, including pre-finished and unfinished hardwoods, both solid and engineered, along with 100% waterproof rigid core vinyl plank, sheet vinyl, carpet, as well as a full line of kitchen cabinet and bathroom vanity products. Looking to make improvements? Stop by today and let Jeff show you their great selection of flooring and cabinetry products at Hometown Hardware's Flooring and Cabinetry Center.
Are you looking for a new home? Board of Trade helps their customers to feel comfortable when purchasing a home, whether it is new or used, walking you step by step through the entire process from start to finish. On a budget, Board of Trade beats all competitors' prices and offers friendly service to their customers. Board of Trade, located at 2772 Asheville Highway, Canton. If you're looking to sell your mobile home, call Amy at 648-5371. Board of Trade proudly backs the Bears.
Mike's Heating and Cooling has been serving Western North Carolina for over 30 years. Mike's can take care of all your heating, cooling, and air quality needs. Call Mike's today to schedule a summer tune-up. It's hot out, and the last thing you want is your air conditioner not working. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit us online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343.
Coach, we'll go back over to the other side defensively. Again, a stat broadcast data shows we've got about 14 guys that had tackles last night. You know, it's really good. I was really, really impressed with what Kenyon did, you know, in particular, and several other guys as well. Jackson Bautista up there, just under 10 tackles himself last night. Kenyon was really, really good in the open spaces, and, you know, those are key plays that you got to make both defensively on special teams.
Absolutely. You talk about Kenyon, a lot of his tackles are going to be out in open field because of him playing safety, you know, playing that position. But he's done a really good job. He really, really showed out on special teams last night. I just noticed him a lot more there. Mm-hmm. Just coming in and not necessarily the best angles, you know, as he's coming in, but he's just able to kind of maneuver himself around. And, man, he's fun to watch on special teams. Fun to watch him come down and be able to make some good hits. You know, and that energizes his teammates, too, you know, things like that. You're talking about on the defensive side, 14 different tacklers. We've got a lot of kids that are out there playing, you know, a lot of good rotation going around. Jackson has been really good for us in the box. You know, that's one of our sophomores that's starting. Landon's in there with him. Mahaffey's in the back end. Matthew is. You know, from the sophomore standpoint, so we got a lot of youth that's back there too, but we've got some good seniors sprinkled in. You know, you got Titus, who's playing really good up front. You're continuing to see his name come up in some of those tackles, and you know, obviously your corners and Camden Edwards. Camden's a really big piece for us up front. Him and John Frazier doing a really good job there. Jake's coming in, Henson and Hudson Smith. Those guys are playing really well for us. Matthew Bennett and Ben Frazier. You know, that's two names that we haven't seen a whole lot, but they're coming in and making some plays for us, having to fill in for some injuries and stuff we've gotten. Those guys are doing a good job too. And again, we've got a lot of kids that are getting reps. I mean, it ain't just like we've got 11 on offense and 11 on defense. I mean, it's a lot of kids are playing some important downs for us. And you know, I come back to the game prep and the practice, getting those kids ready, you know, giving them the looks that they need to get, and just having them prepared, you know, coming in on Friday nights.
And in terms of being, we talked about this a lot last week, being able to keep people fresh, that seems to me like that really plays out well the deeper you go into the season, too, in terms of, again, keeping everybody fresh and keeping that fatigue factor off. Especially, I mean, you know, for a high school program where, you know, you don't have 53 guys on the roster, or a college program where you 100 guys that you can go to. Keeping people fresh and at the high school level, it just seems to me is a huge advantage and will play out well for us.
Just, you know, trying to keep kids fresh. I mean, we haven't had any cramping issues. Wasn't real hot last night. You know, we had a nice cool evening. You know, I look on the other side with Hampton. You know, they had a lot of their starters were going both ways. You know, and a lot of their starters on offense and defense were playing special teams. I know they had to be tired. I mean, they had some, you know, they had a few long drives that were in there. Yeah. And were on the field for a long time. And, you know, obviously we were, you know, been able to do some things as well. But I felt like our kids were a little bit fresher. But we were able to rotate more.
Yeah.
You know, and I come back to the team itself. I just felt like they were very prepared going into last night's game.
Did that help? You know, again, you mentioned the JVs going against the JVs. Does that help going against the JVs in practice in terms of having groupings sort of work together that you might not be able to have work together as much during the week if you don't have that?
You do. You know, and we used a couple, and I'll give you an example for offense. They were so big up front. You know, we talked about how big that front was for them. I had a couple of kids over 300 pounds. We were able to use a couple of our varsity guys to play those interior tackles, and then we were able to use the JVs with the linebackers and the ends and the secondary. And We didn't not practice the JVs for what they were getting ready for their game coming this week. We did it in individual and group time, but when it came team time, they were the scout team for us. And it was really important for two things. Number one, gave us a really good look on our varsity side, whether it was either offense or defense. But it also, by them not having a game on Thursday, you kind of take a step back because you lose a little bit of that physicality that you're used to.
Yeah.
Well, these kids got after it Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And so really important for them because I thought the JV's made a really good step from week one to week two. We didn't need them to take a step back. Going to be a really tough game with Franklin. With the JV game on Thursday, so we knew we had to have some physical practices with them getting them prepared for that game.
I want to real quick before we go to this next break here, we talked about some of these underclassmen. Thinking about guys like Mahaffey, how much of that stuff is instinctual? How much of that stuff is that they pick up, you know, in the summer and going into the first few weeks of practice?
For Matthew, I think probably when he was born, they were talking football in that household. All of them boys, yeah, you know, that I've had a chance to coach and be around, you know, and that's just a credit to them. Some of the highest football IQ, especially for a young age. And, you know, Matthew's able to do some things for us, not just on the defensive side, offensive side as well. He can run the show just like Aaron can. You know, he's got different things that he brings to the table.
Got a score last night,
and just does a good job when he's asked to come in and do those things. But I think that's the one thing that I've been really pleased with. And you mentioned it, talking about the IQ part of it, the football part of it. We've got a lot of kids that understand the football situational stuff. And I would love to tell you that that's the norm, but that's not the norm. Today's age, it's just not. We've got a lot of kids, you know, that you see that can't tell you any football movies.
Sure.
You know, that have played that I thought was pretty good football movies.
Absolutely.
That I would go back and watch over and over and
Absolutely.
Over, and they've never heard of them.
Rudy and the whole nine yards.
Our pregame meal yesterday, the pastor was talking about one of the movies, and the kids were just kind of looking at him like, we don't know what movie you're talking about. Anyways, it's been a fun bunch to coach so far.
Back with more in a moment. It's Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Smathers & Smathers Attorneys at Law are proud to sponsor the Brett Chappell Show. Pat and Zeb Smathers offer full legal services, including civil litigation, personal injury, domestic and criminal representation, as well as wills, estate planning, and real estate. Serving you from 118 Main Street in downtown Canton. Smathers & Smathers Attorneys at Law. Call 648-8240.
Are you a student ready to embark on your journey towards financial independence? Hey everybody, it's Chris Angel from Mountain Credit Union. Trailhead Student Checking is a high dividend checking account designed exclusively for students aged 16 to 23. Your path to financial freedom begins at Mountain Credit Union. Start building a solid foundation for your future and enjoy the benefits that come with being a part of the Mountain Credit Union family. Rates subject to change, restrictions apply. Visit mountaincu.org or stop by any of our local branches to learn more. At Mountain Credit Union, we're here for you because we're here with you.
Are you looking for a reliable, professional, and affordable electrician for your home or business? You can rely on Henson Electric. Henson Electric does it all, from residential to commercial to industrial. You can count on Cody Henson, a Pisgah graduate with 18 years' experience. Henson Electric will show up and get the job done right. Call 734-4598 for your next project. They offer emergency service 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Henson Electric proudly backs the Bears.
Final segment this morning, Coach. I want to hit on a couple things. Special teams last night. Obviously, we're talking about the Walker and how big a deal he is. Dominic got a PAT last night too. Again. Very, very solid there.
Yeah, the kickoff team, obviously, you know, we've been able to score the points. We've been able to score, you know, the last few games. You're going to have a lot of kickoffs, and obviously you've got momentum going into that play, right? So you've just had a score. Hopefully you've got that extra point, and then you're getting on the kickoff, and so it makes you a little bit nervous and concerned because you've got a lot of momentum right now. You don't want to lose it, you know, on a long kickoff return. And you know, we emphasized that the last couple of weeks, trying to make that a little bit better for us. I think their starting average place on the field after our kickoffs was the 18-yard line, which was just really, really, really good. Now Walker's putting some in the end zone, as you know, making them start at 20, but we had a couple of tackles inside the 20, so our coverage team did a really good job getting down last night. You know, we only had the one punt. You know, we had a couple of returns, kickoff return and punt return. They did something a little bit different last night, and I don't know if you noticed it, but they laid the ball flat on the field.
I saw that. They laid
the ball flat on the field and turned it side to side. And we had seen it on film.
The pumpkin kick, right?
Yeah, so we've been working that, you know, this week because it takes a nasty hop, right? Mm-hmm. You can't tell, it's sidewinder. You can't tell where that thing's going. So, you know, we worked at this week just to make sure, and we actually made another change, and Coach Seibert, I want to give him some credit. He was a little bit nervous about our front line and, you know, getting hit with it, so he made a personnel change with the guy that was in the middle, and it was funny because that was Brody Hansen, the one that was in the middle, and Brody kind of eased back over to Coach Seibert, and he said, "Now, are you doing that because I'm overweight?" And Coach Seibert said, "Well, we just think this other one can move a little quicker."
There you go. There you go. Like you're still out there.
Get out of the way. Yeah, he was still out there. Yeah. We just swapped positions. So it was good. But those kids are having a good time with it. And, you know, it is fun, obviously, being around them and coaching them when you're winning. You know, obviously, we're going to be in some really tough games where we're going to have to really grind and get after it. I thought last night from that standpoint, we had to coach really, really hard. I know people may look at, you know, from the stand and say, "Man, that looks easy." It is far from it. A lot of work is going on in between series.
Yeah.
Really is. I mean, you get, whether it's offense or defense coming off the field, they're going right to the screen and right to the coaches, and we're sitting them down and being able to make some changes. And we're talking as coaches all the way through the series, you know, trying to get them set for the next time they go out on the field and making sure they're prepared as best they can. And so, I mean, our coaches are doing a good job in between series, which I think has really been helpful for us as well.
Got Hayesville next week. 6:30 will be our airtime. Go right ahead, Coach.
They're, you know, Hayesville, real quick on them. They're 3-0.
Yeah.
You know, they're undefeated. You know, had some high scoring games. They're putting a lot of points up. I know one of their players, Coach McClure, who's the head coach. He was one of my teammates in college. Actually played against him, you know, when I was at Rosman, and he was playing at Hayesville. That's where he's from as well. So we had some battles back in the day, and, you know, became teammates at Western. So I always enjoy seeing him. His son is a senior that we're recruiting for the Shrine Bowl, linebacker. He is a dandy, and he's got a good chance of making that Shrine Bowl roster, but we'll have to account for him. I know he's got some other good pieces, but you know, undefeated, like I said, you got two undefeated teams getting after, somebody's got to lose.
Absolutely. 6:30 airtime next week from Hayes. We'll be right back here next Saturday at 8 a.m. with the Brett Chappell Show. Flea Market's next with Mike Bryce. Until next week, so long, everybody.